Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner sight, our deepest condolences to Rosie's family, a great, great lady, a beautiful person, a lady who cared about people, loved people, passed away because a nursing home promoted her death. They had her in the nursing home. They took away her home. They took away her money. They didn't take proper care of her. She got an infection. They sent her to a hospital that they were affiliated with. She wound up in a coma, and they did nothing, stupid conventional stuff that they believe in that didn't work. And then they sent her back to the nursing facility. I don't even want to call it a nursing home. It's not a home. To the nursing institution to watch her die on hospice. And they do it every day to thousands and thousands of people all over this country. Nursing homes promote death. They give people medical care that many people don't want and many don't need. And that's another way that they promote death. They take away your home. It's like the stupid social worker that said to our friend Mary, who's in a nursing home, "This is your home. You don't have a home. This is your home now. How is it your home if you don't have rights, if you don't have the medical care you want, if you don't have a freedom of choice, if you can't come and go as you please and go out in the sunshine and have the things about you that people would normally have in their home?" One of the worst things about these nursing homes, maybe the worst thing, is that people lose their home, their apartment, their house. And the nursing home gets them in there and they promote death because a person doesn't have a place to go back to. You know, you go to rehabilitation, they try to coerce you into staying in the nursing home. Give up your home. Stay here. Money. That's why they do it. And I wonder how many people who have assets are on the list to go into nursing homes. You know, eligible. And they're not protected. There are programs, three different programs. Those programs don't work. We saw that recently here in New York with the governor. People who were on programs, why weren't they released to an apartment, to a home, to an accessible place? An accessible home for the person. And why is it that there are so many stupid eligibility criteria? The only criteria should be that the person is disabled. I'll tell you why. Because the government, the state, wants the person to be in the nursing home. they want to make it very hard for them not to be in the nursing facility, nursing institution. I'm not calling them homes anymore. Institution. Nursing institutions. And I wonder how many people they have on the list who they know have assets. And because of that, the people who don't have assets, I wonder how if they promote those people in a different way, if they treat them in a different way, because they want to get rid of them and get the people in there with the assets. There's a lot of politics going on in these nursing places, and it's horrible. No one should be forced to give up their home. That's why the person should not have to lose their money. You've got to have a place to fall back on, to go back to. By the nursing facility forcing the person to give up their home, in many, many cases, they're promoting their death because they have no place to go. Just recently, you hear Maureen, who calls the show all the time, her mom is in a nursing home. Just recently, one of the staff of the nursing facility said to her, you know, you ought to get your mom out of here. Goodbye, and let Mary lose her home. They didn't do a damn thing about that. Why don't they help her get her home back if they are so concerned about her getting out of there? They can't do it during their working hours. Do it on the weekend. They could help Maureen find a place if they really wanted to. Why don't they do it? Inner Sight believe that nursing homes, nursing facilities, nursing institutions, promote death. When we come back, we'll talk about that some more. Inner Sight around the world, brought to you by the Big East, AkitaRescue.org. Check it out. Adopt an Akita, 609-388-7004. And my good friend Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Big East, AkitaRescue.org. Give them a look and you'll see all the beautiful dogs. All right, all the beautiful children of the world. Watch over them. Take care of them. Little Tommy, Avante, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, all the others. Go an extra mile for that child. Inner Sight reminds you. Hey, we got Kennedy Realty on board. Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. And prayers to all his family members. He's having some goings on in his family. I don't know all the details, but a couple of his family members have fallen ill. All right. Mr. Kennedy, buy a house, sell a house, get a house. 631-888-1186. So get some good information on real estate. Some of our friends who have helped in the past, BaccarosItalianTavern.com, GoodMojoPrinters.com, Sutton Insurance, Jim Sutton and his insurance.com, and TuroLawCenter.com. So we remind you that those are some of the people that have helped in the past. All right, you got a dog, a cat, you need food, you need veterinarian services, we got a good number for you. 631-484-3085. Gary, nobody starved on Long Island, he calls the program. Check it out. He's non-profit. He survives on donations. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. So give him a call. James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer. 516-783-9662. You need that kind of advice, give Jim a call. Let's see, what else we got? We got the Able News, of course. Well, let's see if Suzanne's able to make it in. We'll let her do that. But if not, we'll tell you about it later on. Inner Sight around the world. Let's see, we're on television. Tonight at 11, 1997. That's Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Tomorrow night we're on 7:30 all over Long Island, Channel 20. So you want to give us a look? There it is. There's the television schedule of Inner Sight. And, of course, Friday night we have fun with the Frolics here, the Funnies. You go to a nursing institution. Maybe you don't feel good. Maybe there's something wrong with you. Maybe you're a diabetic. Maybe you're not well. Or you're getting ill. You worse. All right. They give you medicines that many people don't want. They give you medicines that have numerous side effects. They don't believe in other doctors coming in to the nursing home and attending to the person. They won't let that happen. That would have dear friend Rosie. We tried to get a holistic doctor to look at her. And he couldn't go to the hospital. He couldn't go to the nursing home. A doctor that possibly could have saved her life. We don't know. But if they don't do everything they can to save a person's life, then they're promoting their death. Now, millions of people, I believe, would have that opinion. So when you go into that institution, you lose everything. You lose your money. You lose your home. You lose your rights. Then you have to get on a program to try to get you out, which takes years and years. And by their own admission, these people who run these programs, by their own admission, they tell you that most people die before they can get them out. That's what happened with our dear friend Mary, who was in a nursing home, who was on the wrong program for 3 years. And who's still trying to get out. And the other thing is, these people who run these programs, you know, usually the independent living centers, they're not doing anything to make sure that every place is accessible. They can't criticize the state on that issue. Take away their money. So, how can they find a place for someone to live within a short period of time if that place doesn't exist? That one of the first things that should be done is strict enforcement of accessibility. If you're going to have programs that are supposed to help people get out of these nursing institutions. And that's not happening. I don't know of one agency that has a lobby to bring about strict enforcement and accessibility of every dwelling in this country. Person can apply for it, whether they're disabled or not. The nursing institutions certainly aren't insisting on that for obvious reasons. They don't want people to get out unless the person waiting has assets. Then they'll want the person who doesn't have assets to get out. But I wish that would motivate them to find that person an accessible apartment. The whole system is horrible, and it started way back when people were driven from their own homes and originally put into insane asylums with other people who were mentally ill and brain damaged. Then they took them out of there and created some kind of a Bedouin type of organization. Now, why did they take them from the asylum to the institution and give them a bed? See, there's how the whole thing started. Why didn't they put people in their own home and provide help that they needed? They obviously had people who were helping in the nursing institutions. Why didn't they just convert those people over to the homes of the people coming out of the insane asylum and put them in their own home and say, hey, you know, we got a job for you. And go to the person's home and help them that way. Well, that's how the whole thing started. Then later on, when the Social Security came in, I think 1935, whatever it was, they figured a way how they could get money from these people. So they didn't want them in their own home, because then they couldn't get the money. And there you have the creation of the nursing institution that oppresses people and promotes death in so many different ways. I remember some years ago, we were helping Marlene in Boston, and the nursing home wanted to amputate her leg because she was sometimes uncooperative in dressing her wound and all that. And this lawyer who became friends with her stepped in and took them to court and found a doctor who saved her leg. See? But it's rare to find a lawyer who's going to donate his time to do that. So they were promoting her death, you know, by wanting to just amputate her leg. See, they have an attitude in these places. Oh, you're disabled anyway. You don't need your foot. You don't need your leg. You don't need your fingers, your hands. What are you going to do with it? You're disabled. You're here in the institution. at another way, both death, by looking down on them to keep that money coming in. Inner sight, and we don't have phones tonight, so you got to put up with yours truly. You can call in and leave a comment on the Inner Sight line if you want to. 631-224-3090. Do you believe that nursing homes promote death? Do you think that they're trying to save people? You know, interesting question. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. So what we want to do, and by the way, we have a petition at change.org. If you want to take a look at it, what we want, a program called Volunteer Plus, where the trained, certified caregivers, home health aides, would donate their time on the day off to make up for the hours that the state won't pay for. See, that's their excuse to put you into a nursing home. If you don't meet their criteria, they can try to push you into the nursing home. And they do it all the time. Program, we would establish a private fund to pay for the hours that the state won't pay for. And we could also use some of that money to lobby. You know, the nursing homes owners have lobbies. Where's the lobby for the residents? Who has that? Where's the money for that? Why aren't the agencies creating lobbying for the residents who have to live in these nursing institutions? I keep saying home, and I don't want to say that. Nursing institutions. That's exactly what they are. So we would like to expand that program, we ever get it started with the money, to include lobbying in Washington so that a person going into a nursing home would not lose their apartment or their home, and they couldn't lose their money. It's what's needed. But then they'd have a chance if they got put into a nursing home. A person having an apartment or a home can get put into a nursing home. A nursing institution, even though you have a place, they can make you lose that place, give it up, go into a damn institution that promotes death. Now, if we can get a lobby in Washington under federal law that the nursing homes, nursing institutions are not allowed to do that, that would protect people, because then they'd have a place to fall back on, and they'd have the money to pay their rent. Why should they give their money to a nursing home, nursing institution, if they're not happy there? Nobody does that. They want the institution to be paid? Get the damn agencies to raise the money and let the government pay the other half. Or whatever the government doesn't pay, let the agencies make up for it. But don't take away a person's home protection. At the end of the day, when you go out, when you go to work, when you go anywhere, where do you go at the end of the day? You want to go home. Huh. why are people homeless? Most of them are because they're on a waiting list. And if you're disabled, it's even worse because you need a certain kind of a place, not just a place. If the money was used properly, you wouldn't need waiting lists. Inner Sight, and you want to make a comment, show tonight is nursing institutions promote death. We see it happening every day. You want to make a comment, call the Inner Sight line, 631-224-3090. And again, for those of you who are just joining us, we mourn the passing of a dear friend, Rosie, who we've been telling you about, who was sent back from the hospital and put on hospice and left to die in a horrible institution, a nursing institution. I wonder how many people that happens to every day that you never hear about. I'd like to see all those stories make the news with a message that people should not lose their homes or their money because of nursing institutions. Inner Sight, and let's see, tomorrow night's show is, what is it? I forget. I think it's another show about nursing homes. Nursing homes don't protect people as good as they should. I think that's tomorrow night's show. I'll check it and we'll, if that's wrong, we'll get it right. All right, Inner Sight, and brought to you by the Able News. Want to know what's going on with the disabled? Check out Able News. It's for and about and on the disabled. It's been around for almost 30 years. As long as Inner Sight's been around. Columns by professionals. Calendar of events. They have a personals column, too. And they have ads, I believe, where you can buy and sell things. I think if you're looking for a van, you're disabled, you're looking for an accessible van, they sometimes have that in the Able News. So you might want to check that out. Able News, you get a free subscription online. Angela Melanie, the editor-in-chief, good friend. Go to ablenews.com and check it out. All right, Inner Sight around the world. No phone lines tonight. Suzanne had to attend to her mom's death, and our deepest condolences. Monday is the funeral, and Rosie had one hell of a hard time in these nursing homes. She just dropped. I think another time she fell. The thing that caused her demise was an infection, a bladder infection, and which spread throughout her vascular system, her blood vessels, and became blood poisoning and went up to her brain. Now that means to me a great deal of neglect part of these nursing institution where she was. So that's a horrible, horrible way. They sent her to a hospital. They sent her to a hospital that they're affiliated with. And they tried to treat her. Whatever they did, didn't work. She got worse. She went up in a coma. Then they sent her back to the nursing home after they were going to consider keeping her in the hospital. They sent her back to the nursing facility, nursing institution, where all they did was watch her die. They promoted her death, as they do to many, many other people. Another way they promote your death is they give you crap food. That doesn't help, especially if a person has a pre-existing medical condition already. You know, there are certain foods that you can eat that can help you get well. But these nursing institutions, they don't believe that. Most of the food is horrible in these places. You don't believe me? Try it sometime. You have anyone in a nursing home? Try having their lunch or their dinner. See what you think. So there's another way that they're promoting death. And just a horrible, horrible situation. And the state really doesn't do anything about it. You know, you can complain, you can file a complaint. They call the facility. They give them a song and a dance. And nothing changes. The same old stuff. You don't want to wind up in a nursing home. And there are millions of people living under that fear who are eligible to go into a nursing home. I'd like to see them close them down eventually. Close down those nursing institutions. You don't need them. Convert the people over to the homes of individuals. All the people who work in these nursing institutions, I bet 95% of them or more would be happy to have a job helping someone in their own home, opposed to trying to hustle around and take care of so many people at once. That's another thing that can lead to someone's demise. Neglect and people under stress because they've got too many people to handle, and they, next thing you know, they start making mistakes, forgetting to wash their hands and everything else. Shows you that these institutions are not normal. Not the way to go. If someone is ill and you believe in the hospital, you want to take them to the hospital, you got to be careful with that too. But at least that's a different thing. The person doesn't lose their home by going to a hospital. when the hospital wants to send them to a nursing home. Then they can lose their home. All right, inner sight around the world, and no co-host tonight. She's recuperating from her mom's death. My dear friend Rosie. And by the way, if anyone would like to help, we're trying to raise a little money for Suzanne. You know, there's so many different costs and everything else. You could go on our website, make a donation to Inner Sight, and just put her name on it, on the PayPal. And we'll make sure she gets it. All right. We appreciate that. We made a few phone calls today to try to maybe raise some funding. I know everybody else has their own problems and situations too. All right, Inner Sight, stand by. We're going to break the station. Stand by. .38 New York, Inner Sight, talking tonight about how nursing homes promote death. And I want to thank Senator Boyle for his phone call today. We're setting up a conference call for early next week, and I hope we will be working together to do something positive about these nursing institutions, because there's a lot that needs to be done. Good on that. In the meantime, you can go to change.org and sign our petition under Inner Sight. We only have a few names, but hey, you got to start out someplace. Read the petition. Let us know what you think. You know, it's just simple common sense. Someone in their own home, give them the help they need. You know, if Mr. Biden would mandate these agencies to raise the money to start doing that, that would make a big difference. You know, there's too much assumption going on when it comes to the disabled. Let me explain what I mean by that. People assume that we're taken care of. And it's not true. The agencies are taken care of. The agencies get all the money. The nursing institutions are taken care of, not us. We don't get a choice of what we want once you're in a nursing institution. Unless you have the money and you can pay for it yourself. If you have the money, why would you want to be in an institution? So that's what's wrong with the system. That's why we say these agencies should be mandated. Because they're not going to do it voluntarily. We've seen that over the years. I've never heard of one agency that would say to anybody in a nursing home, in a nursing institution, we're going to pay for this, we're going to help you, we're going to get you you know, we found a place and we're going to pay to make sure that place is accessible. Get you out of here. I don't know of one agency that does that. They have to stick to the program, to the stupid criteria. Otherwise, they don't get their money. And that comes first. Not the residents in the nursing institution. They don't come first. When we were helping Marlene in Boston, and I got to find out how she's doing. The COVID virus came in and you know, delayed everything. I haven't checked recently, but I will. When we were helping her, there was another woman who contacted her and made her all these promises, had some guy who was some big doctor, professor, to go in there and was going to help her and all that. And they didn't do a damn thing. We got her set up on the program, and they rejected her. They wouldn't help her because she needed more hours in her own apartment. There it is again. But not one agency would help her. I called several of them. Oh, she's not in our jurisdiction. Who the hell cares about jurisdiction? See, that's the only damn thing they give a damn about. Not in her not in their jurisdiction, because right away they couldn't get their money. What good is the money if they're not helping people anyway? Most people die before they get the help. By their own admission, the independent living people told us that. And the guy who told our nursing home advocate, Maureen, the guy who disclosed that information, lost his job. They fired him. So there you have a horrible situation and the people caught up in it. And keep in mind that most residents in these nursing homes are taxpayers and have been for years and years and years. Nursing home, nursing institutions promote death. People don't like our titles. They say they're too controversial. Well, somebody being left to die, that's controversial too. That's dramatic too, isn't it? When an institution doesn't do anything about it, when they reject other medical opinions of people that might be able to help and just leave the person to die. And what is it matter a person's age? I heard something on the news today that some guy who is an investor, 97 years old, and he's still giving advice. So age doesn't mean a damn thing. Rosie was what, 85? That's not old. It's not old at all. People live to be 100 now. Of course, the medical profession doesn't believe in longevity. If they did, they would acknowledge Methuselah, who lived to be almost 1,000. They don't acknowledge him. They believe, the medical profession believes, it's natural to die. Well, it's not natural to die. People weren't made to die. People were made to live forever. And then some other people came along and ruined it. People were not made to die. That's one of the biggest faults of the medical profession. And that's what drives them to promote death because they believe in it. They believe in death. I don't. Well, I'm not saying it doesn't happen. Promote it and believe in it. Inner sight around the world, if you want to call in, 631-224-3090. We don't have live calling tonight, but you can leave a message. Do you believe the nursing institutions promote death? Have you seen it? Have you witnessed it? Have you been a part of it? Have you known someone who was a victim of it? A lot of the people I talked to, I called the local newspaper here to try to get a story on the nursing homes. And the receptionist understood everything that I was saying because her mother died in a nursing home. They promoted a nursing institution. I got to get used to that. Her mother died in a nursing institution. They promoted her death. How do you know they're doing that? If they're not doing everything possible to save the person, if they're not calling on other types of healing, other doctors, they're promoting death. They're not doing everything they can to save that person. When they say they've done everything they can, they mean in their own prejudiced way. They're not including some of the great healing minds of the world. Yeah. I keep thinking of my dear friend Rosie, who deserved a lot better. And the state who forced her into a nursing home. And Rosie's daughter, who, Suzanne, who didn't have the money to keep her out of the nursing home. So, sign the petition. Help us do something about it. Volunteer Plus is the name of the program. Simple. Person donates time, a certified home attendant, and we're going to interview these people. We're going to try to make sure they're not violent or stupid or abuse people. Person will compensate them financially by paying one of their bills. Along with that, there must be mandatory accessibility. That's part of the program. And to do that, we got to have the fund. We got to set up a lobby in Washington and publicize it. So we're on it. Are the other agencies on it? Are they with us? So far, not one of them has come forward. This show goes all over the world. We have over 100,000 listeners. Somebody's got to hear it. And we'll keep on it as long as we can. Because we believe that people should not promote death. You promote life, not death. You try to partner up with other people, especially doctors, healers, and help the person to stay alive as long as they can. You do your best you can that way. If it doesn't work, well, it's in God's hands. You did the best you could. But these people are not doing that. They're prejudiced. The people at the hospital told Suzanne, oh, we can't do that. She wanted to bring in a holistic a medical doctor. The guy's a medical doctor. And they wouldn't have it. They wouldn't let her. They neglected Rosie. They neglect thousands of others, maybe millions of others. The same thing will happen to them. How many others will go to a hospital from a nursing home, a hospital that they're affiliated with, and get treatment and go into a coma and be sent back to the nursing home on hospice to die? Because the doctor in the hospital won't consider any other kind of help. Well, there you have it, world. All we want is the freedom of choice. That's really what it's about. But these nursing institutions definitely promote death. They do that at the very beginning when they take away someone's home and when they take away their money, that money that could possibly get another doctor to look at the person. So let's do something about it. Sign the petition. Anyone out there who's affluent, who wants to help, we have to raise millions of dollars to get this program going. You can't do it in a haphazard way. It's got to be done. You got to have the money to make sure that the funds are there to follow through. All right, Inner Sight around the world. And again, our phone number is 631-224-3090 if you want to leave a comment. And to all the people afraid of going into nursing homes, be brave. You know, get your friends. Help us get names on that petition so we can help keep you out. And, you know, even if you get on one of those programs, the state decides they're not going to give you enough hours, then you're on the verge of a nursing institution. Put you in there. They can take you to court. And they can treat you the way they want, medically, psychologically, and every other way. So we need the people to sign that petition. Try to get enough names, try to get it to Mr. Biden, and see if he will mandate these agencies. We're not asking him for money. In fact, we're asking him to show him how he could spend less money. Let the agencies start raising the money for these nursing homes. Let the person keep their own home and their money and go back home. Have a place to go to be protected. That would help the taxpayers too. Because if you had less people in these nursing homes, you wouldn't need as much tax money to maintain them. say it can't be done. We disagree. We believe it can be. If people would work together to get rid of these nursing institutions, if we get enough people who believe in someone being in their own home and enough help for that person, it could be done. I believe it. May not see it in our lifetime, but keep on working toward it. All right, Inner Sight Around the World will be with you tomorrow night, by the way, 8 to 9. Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank all our friends and, again, our deepest condolences to Suzanne, her family, her aunt, and all the others. Passing of Rosie. Don't let it be in vain. Don't let the nursing homes keep promoting death. Help Inner Sight promote life instead of the nursing home promoting, the nursing institutions promoting death. Help us promote life. Sign the petition. Help us find the money to start a Volunteer Plus. Thank you so much. Be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. And to all of those residents in nursing homes, we love you. We're with you. We're fighting for you. Thank you. Inner Sight around the world. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you so much. Inner Sight.